Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Portland's favorite morning roast.
I was listening to the boys this morning.
It's time for your Sunrise Guys.
They've got really good meat.
They got great meat.
Dirt and Sprague.
No, dude, get right to the meat.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number three, Dirt and Sprague here on a Football Friday. Happy Friday morning, everybody. Welcome to monsoon season. Looks like the rain's coming, and it's not stopping this afternoon.
So hell no.
Hopefully you got all your outdoor activities done yesterday that you needed to get done. We will get to our big pack picks at 8:45 this morning.
To win games, you have to win the game.
Will we win the game? We'll find out. I have audio from his quarterback that I'd like to get to. I have a little random football audio smorgasbord at some point for this hour of the radio show.
Okay.
I would like to play the upset meter game in college football, and we could choose if any of the big pack picks we want to follow up on. That Washington Illinois game is an interesting one this week.
It's a big one for the Huskies if they want to have that 8-4, 9-3 magical second year Jed Fish.
Does he have a win over a ranked team during his time in Seattle yet? Is there any that I'm forgetting?
Was Michigan ranked when they beat him last year at
Husky
Stadium?
That's a good point. They probably were early in the year.
I mean,
Yeah, because they were coming off the title. I know they had lost. They got smoked by Texas at home.
Couldn't remember what week that was.
That was relatively early. I want to say it was right around the same time Oregon and Ohio State played. So to your point, maybe he's got one, but it's another chance for a rank win for Jed Fish. If they win this one, they got a shot at going into the Oregon game 9-2.
They got a shot. They got to take
Not
care
guaranteed.
Of business there. But yeah, it's a big one for them to try to
Michigan
get to
Michigan was
point.
Ranked 10th at the time.
There you go. Because yeah, I wanted to say their only loss at that point was the Texas game, because they lost to Texas early. Texas kicked the crap out of them in Ann Arbor. But they were the defending champs, so you get the benefit of the doubt for being ranked in the top 10. So lots still to get to in this hour of the show. Let's start with just the dust settling. Little over 24 hours later, we got the visual of him walking out of a courthouse yesterday.
It just felt bizarre, man. It really did. The whole story was bizarre. And then
yes.
Seeing him and then like knowing where he was 24 hours prior.
Smiling in the post-game press conference, talking about letting the chips fall where they may.
Well, you know, we don't know him. I've never interacted with him. Never. But like, we know people that are around him and that work with him. And so I weirdly thought of those people when I looked at that video of him walking out with his daughter and wife. And look, we don't know where this is going to go. There's been some people to point out, like, it's a big production of a press conference by the FBI and how many people were listed versus what we kind of expected. And where is this all going to go? I don't know. I know that it's over in Portland for him. But I honestly looked at that video and I thought of, and I won't name names, but I thought of friends of our show that work for that team that interact with him on a daily basis. That
yeah, your practice every day,
interview
covering
him,
the team.
Just
yeah.
How bizarre that must have felt for all of them, even the general manager.
Yes.
Unless he knew and he just went, oh, crap, dude.
They got you.
You know, like, yeah. It had to have been the most bizarre feeling ever for everybody connected around him,
Yeah. Given
how he's been publicly, right? Like, say what you want about the coaching and the past. Like, when he does interviews, he's just like, got to be accountable, got to be responsible, got to handle yourself like an adult. Just preach, 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 preach. Mafioso?
Right.
Man.
Completely out of left field. You asked the question in the last segment of what conversation was Joe Cronin having with his wife on his drive home from a 17-hour day probably at the facility.
Or what are you thinking getting home yesterday, finally?
I mean, you asked, would your mind go to the place of this could be it for me? You know, is my future in jeopardy? And absolutely. I mean, I already would have been asking that question myself if I were him, considering the ownership change and what Tom Dundon's history has been. Of like, man, you got to do something this year to prove that you're heading in the right direction. If you don't have a good year and you win 30 to 32 games and there's not a lot that you can hang your hat on, why are you going to continue to be the general manager when you're going into year six without a play-in appearance and the new owner is taking over? Like, he wouldn't have had any of those fears had Jody not sold the team yet, because she just gave him an extension. But I absolutely think that, especially now, everybody inside that front office, everybody up in the higher levels of management for the Portland Trailblazers is looking in the mirror saying, uh-oh. Because I do think, we don't know how the legal process is going to play out. Maybe we're all shocked and he's found innocent, and oh my God, what a, you know, wrongfully accused Chauncey Billups. His name is cleared.
Well, this FBI nothing to do situation, with it. If he's innocent and he's
oh, it's a horrible
text,
black eye on the FBI if that
God,
happens.
My God, dude, what a joke.
No doubt about it. But I also think the other thing that I kept going back to yesterday, and this is going to happen when news stories like this break. There was a radio host in Boston, and a segment that he did over a year, or not quite over a year ago because the season just started, but last year during the season went viral because he was on the Sports Hub in Boston talking about the Celtics-Blazers game and how the Celtics won the game by 10. You know what the line in the game was? 9.5. You know what the scenario at the end of the game was? Portland was down by 8 with 4 seconds to go in the game. You know what they did in the last 4 seconds?
I'm going to guess, Andrew, you're going to tell me they fouled.
Twice, because they weren't over the limit yet. Fouled twice in the last 4 seconds of the game, down by 8. Is that a normal situation to foul in?
With 4 seconds down 8, no.
No, the game's over. You can't score 9 points in 4 seconds. It's mathematically impossible. The game is over. He fouled twice. Guess what happened? The Celtics made both free throws. Guess who covered the spread?
The Celtics.
All of that kind of stuff is going to get drug up. Now, is that
all of it did yesterday?
Right, and all of the different things of like, why did Denny Avdia not play in the last 5 minutes of this game? Why did this guy not come back in this game? Why was this rotation the way that it was? Part of that reality is they have been tanking. They just couldn't openly admit it for a number of years now. And so you look back at stuff and it's like, well, why didn't certain guys play? It's because they were purposely trying to lose games. They just couldn't say that out loud because the NBA frowns upon that kind of thing. But I kept going back to yesterday, if this ends up being proven right, and if he is found guilty, and there's the smoking guns and the evidence and the text messages that they're alleging in the indictment that they released yesterday, the first question that I would have if I were Tom Dundon is, how the hell did nobody else know about this? If there is a poker podcast from 2 years ago highlighting how Chauncey Billups was at a poker game in 2019 scamming people out of money, that is on the internet. There was a Reddit post 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We just gave this guy a contract extension after winning 36 games. How did none of you know, and how can I trust any of you?
Well, I mean, I think that's kind of what I'm saying, though, is we said that out loud, right? Like, they should probably know that that exists, and then how do you not vet that? But we know from their past of vetting Chauncey Billups, that's proprietary, Sean.
It's proprietary.
So, like, I the trust is gone. And look, I lean a little more pessimistic. People would probably say, I like to think it's realistic, but it's probably more pessimistic in my own personal life. I would have absolutely gone home yesterday and say, I'm going to lose my job.
I'm out of a job.
And
There's
you
no
can
chance.
Say, Dundon's going to get hired. Like, I heard this a lot yesterday, and it's very fair. Dundon's history says he comes in and he restarts and cleans. I don't know if I would have told you I'm that confident that happens, even with a new owner, because I think they were so impressive in the first game, despite losing.
Yeah.
That there would have been like, if this is who they're going to be on almost an every night basis.
You win 40 games, you're entertaining night in and night out, you play hard, you're not cleaning house
Dundon
after that.
Would probably take a calendar year and say, let's go one more and we'll see where we go. And if you disappoint, well, then it's going to, like, I would have thought internally. As the general manager, before finding out my head coach got arrested by the FBI, I would have probably gone home and been like, we've put together a good team. I'm glad these guys are playing how I hope they'd play. And, you know, a couple shots didn't go our way. We lost to a good Wolves team. That's all I would have thought. And then your coach is arrested. And the natural inclination has to be, I mean, again, maybe I'm just too pessimistic, has to be like, I'm going to get fired.
Yes, I'm associated with this guy. Whether it's right or wrong, I'm tied to this guy.
Well, but you're also part of the organization that did not vet. And fans found that video, by the way. Like, that's why there's no excuse for the organization, is fans found the video. If people cruising the internet for an hour can find a video of a guy saying Chauncey has scammed people in a poker game in 2019.
Cheating.
It makes you as a billion-dollar entity look incredibly inept.
Yes.
So I couldn't help but think of all of this stuff yesterday. And then I heard and I talked with a friend of mine, a good friend of mine, that he lives in Europe and he's a big basketball guy. And he was at a EuroLeague game yesterday, and he sent me a photo of the EuroLeague game. And he told me, despite everything going on, I actually think you guys have a really good interim coach and Thiago Splitter. Now, everybody's going to tell you the most obvious thing that everybody else has already said. You know, Thiago Splitter credited West Shangoon's development. That's cool. I think it was like 1 year, but okay. It's actually the European stuff that should be highlighted for Splitter. He took over an institution that lost a good head coach, and they won the title last year. So, like, Thiago Splitter's reputation in Europe, very, very complimentary of, like, he's actually a really good leader. He's a good developer. This is a good thing for the team. We'll see if it actually proves to be true. But that was, like, the only encouraging news I heard from this stuff yesterday was my buddy in Europe who follows EuroLeague basketball was at a game yesterday. He's like, Splitter's a really good coach. He's like a really, really good coach. And Bjorkren saying, I want to stay the lead assistant. That's best for everybody. And Splitter being the coach was like the only positives of the whole situation I took from yesterday.
It is so interesting because it's a moment in time we will always look back for the Blazers. It's like a before and after day. And some people are even arguing in the NBA and with sports betting that you look at it before and after. If this stuff ends up being proven, where he was alleged as co-conspirator number 8 to sending text messages a game where Dame and Nurkic weren't going to play prior to them being announced out when the Blazers were tanking. And Dame, remember at the time, was very frustrated with that. Dame didn't want to tank at the end of the year, and they made him sit out games. He did what was best for the organization long term, and then they still ended up drafting two guards and trying to move on from him. But it will be remembered as that kind of day, and it also just makes you look so incompetent as an organization, so incompetent that this kind of stuff could happen if it, again, is end up proving true of how you didn't do your due diligence and understand something that fans could have found on Reddit 2 years ago. And that wasn't a search that you did. You didn't hire a private investigator. You didn't hire somebody just to dig into. Is there anything
they did when they hired him.
Right, and they clearly didn't because he was buddies with Neil O'Shea. Yeah. And this is what happens when somebody like Jody Allen owns a team. There's no control. There's no oversight. There's no direction. And you just end up looking like a bunch of idiots.
Because most owners aren't allowing... Most owners that have general managers are going to trust the general manager to make a good choice.
Yes.
They allowed him internally, Neil O'Shea, to run the franchise.
Do whatever the hell he wanted.
Basically the owner.
Yes, and then you get the water bottle moment of that's proprietary, we're not going to get into that. And it's like, that's how it all started. And then this group, without Neil O'Shea, gave him a contract extension, despite some of this stuff being available online 2 years ago. And it makes you look incredibly incompetent in a moment as an organization where... Ironically, it's the first time that a lot of people kind of came together after opening night and said, you know what, that was fun. Are we heading in the right? Is this positive direction? Are we making momentum?
I still think the team.
Maybe that's still there for a lot of people. I also just don't know what the hell. Tonight is one of the weirdest games in the history of the franchise.
Strange.
And I don't know what to expect from them. If they lose by 30 or win by 30, I'm not surprised either way.
I really want to put on the glasses to see the cards. And I want to wear the earpiece that nobody can see in your ear that's telling you what cards are.
This guy's got ginking. Fold here, make fold, him feel good. Fold, build up.
See the guy that lost $1.8 million?
That's the other part of this I saw a lot of people saying is everybody's talking about the shock, the Billups stuff, what does this mean for the NBA? Very few people are talking about all the guys or gals who got catfished into losing millions of dollars. People lost a lot of money in this stuff, man. And they're kind of the forgotten storyline of like, that was my life savings. I just thought I was going to go play with Chauncey Billups and he took me out of money.
We only got the one example. Allegedly. Like if he ends up being true, we better get more than one. Cause like if he did all of this for $50K.
Yeah. It just makes you even look dumber. How did you end up in that spot? There's more follow-ups there, but the dust is settled. They will play a game tonight. What will it look like? Your guess is as good as mine, but I can't wait to tune it in and watch.
Would you say the dust is settled? Because I'd say they're playing through the dust, because I think as long as...
Still dust in the stadium.
As long as the case exists, it's all kind of like background noise.
Last thought, by the way, and then we'll go. I didn't see the open of the game. Did they have fireworks in the arena? Because I turned the game on like 2 minutes into the fourth quarter.
No,
or
they
first
do
quarter.
The fire, flame, okay. And then
it
the
looked
smoke.
Super smoky when that game started.
Yeah, a lot of teams do that.
Okay. I was like, what's going on in the arena right now? Maybe it was their Grateful Dead night. We still have a lot to get to with that. Back into some football, some big pack picks coming up at the end of the hour. Let's start with a smorgasbord of football audio, including one quarterback saying something you don't want to say, somebody who's playing in a game this weekend saying something out loud they shouldn't, and one guy begging for support. We'll get to that next. 105.1 FM, The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, I know everybody down in Corvallis wants Scott Barnes to get fired and not have a say in what happens in the future of their athletic departments.
Sorry, buddy. That's not happening.
Doesn't seem like it. Now, I don't know what this guy's official title. Do we know what Barry Alvarez's official title with Wisconsin is? He's not their athletic director, is he? He's just like he's like a special envoy. Is he a...
Let's see what his official title
does
is.
Does he have a title, or is it just we just can't kick that guy out of his office because he refuses to leave?
It's going to be a Google AI.
Yeah. Coach from a long time ago who won a lot of games who has totally royally screwed over the program over the last 15 years.
Here's the thing. I'm not finding that he actually has an official title, so but he's basically a czar. He exists,
okay.
And everything is through him. And
okay. Well, yeah. He does a radio show, the Barry Alvarez radio show on ESPN Madison, Wisconsin.
Yes, he does. The Great Dane Huddle.
Yes. And they go out to live location out of the bar talking some Wisconsin football.
I do love these old school things that some of these guys still do, though.
Oh, it's great. I wish Dan Lanning did it. Oregon used to do it at a bar back in the day. I can't remember which one.
Did you ever go to them?
I never did. I don't know why I didn't.
Wasn't it called The Cooler?
It was The Cooler. That's right. It was at The Cooler. There was a great one with Elko at the A&M one where the guy was like, hey, Mike, what job are you going to take? I heard Penn State's interested in you. Like, it was a jokey thing during the coach's show. And his wife was there, Elko's, and he pointed. He was like, ask her, man. She's the decision maker. She wants to stay here. She calls all the shots. I got no say in any of this.
I need Ed Orgeron at the top of the cock.
Yeah, you're right. Doing a coach's show.
That's going to happen. I need Ed at the top of the cock.
If you're a Wisconsin fan, I'd imagine you're pretty depressed right now. Because there's no hope, and you're probably going to lose a game by 70 this weekend on the road in Eugene against a team wearing tie-dye. How do you react if a former head coach who is allowed to just cling on and do whatever he wants around your football program said this to you as a fan?
If you've never played if you've never coached, you don't know anything. The first thing you do, things go south a little bit, fire everybody. Then what the hell are you going to do? You're going to bring some knuckleheads in here that don't know anything about anything, and you start all over again. Then you're worse than where you started. So you hire people, and you believe in them, you stick with them, and support them until the time comes, if that comes, that you know that they can't get the job.
And Coach, you stuck with a lot of guys and gals over the years that persevered through a lot of adversity. Is that a fair statement?
Yeah.
Can I ask you a question, Dirt?
Yeah.
Yeah, fire away. If you're currently dead last in an 18-team conference, can you be worse than last?
I don't think so. They've lost 5 straight games. What if they go 2-10? How is it possible to get worse than that? Because there's a legitimate chance that they... Well, touche. Although I'd say their non-conference will give them 1 win every year, you would assume.
What more evidence...
Find the win on their schedule. At Oregon this weekend.
No.
Home against Washington.
Man, we don't need to play this team.
I know.
They're terrible.
Indiana, Illinois, at Minnesota.
They're losing.
They're going to finish 2-10. And Barry Alvarez is telling you, you're an idiot if you want to move on from Luke Fickell. He went 7 wins, 5 wins, and maybe down to 2 wins in year 3. You are literally going the opposite direction of making progress year after year.
And his concern and fear to you there is you don't want to bring in somebody that is unfamiliar with what you're doing. And I'm like... But you did that, and you're losing more games.
Also, what you're doing is not working.
I find him so incredibly unlikable, and it usually stems from like one or two cuts of audio we do a year.
Yes,
I don't
a couple
know
of these
old
every year.
School sense of blind faith entitlement from the fan base.
Yeah. Well, he looks at the fans like they're just idiots, and some of us are. We have moments where we're idiots.
We're overreactionary as fans, there's no doubt.
I also have evidence financially to point to universities and say, you're also idiots. You spend $200 million on college buyouts.
Yeah.
You're dumb. And so...
Also, why did you give Luke Fickell an extension after going 5-7?
Unbelievable.
Whose idea was that?
That was such a terrible decision.
I just gave him a contract extension.
I think it was a one-year extension on his deal. It was still
when the university start... pulling back on these long buyouts or these long guaranteed contracts and going to, hey, we'll pay a short term. And if you get to the college football playoff, we'll give you a bonus and extend it another season. But if you're always threatening to leave for the next deal, then let's sign a 2 or 3 year deal. And because recruiting now is year to year.
It used absolutely
to be, we want the recruits to know we're committed to you, even though we'll pull the plug at any damn time.
Okay, so let me ask you this, though, because I don't know if it's ever going to get back to that, where you do more upfront guarantee, shorter deal, instead of these 10-year, $110 million contracts, where the buyout's $80 million. Because if you do the short-term, big money upfront thing, a Florida or something
that's
is going to go,
you lose your coach.
The 7-year... Yeah. Guaranteed this and that, and they're going to take the gig. I'll ask you guys this. How many coaches entirely in that sport do you think you could dump into another program? Now, don't choose the worst of the worst, but
sure, like you're
I guess how many elite, truly elite, game-changing, program-changing coaches do you think exist in college football?
I think it's less than 10.
Okay, so let's say it is less than 10 and you're right. I just don't understand. And I think Cignetti could be in this. I think his track record and resume says this, so I'm not mad at Indiana. But, like, why are they so beholden to always give every coach that extension with more guaranteed money and making the top 8 paid highest coaches every year if there's not more than that? And maybe there is. Maybe there's guys we don't know about yet that haven't established themselves.
Sure.
But I think about this with Oregon State because I see the pushback of hire stability or the proven guy. Don't hire the guy who might win and leave. That's the dumbest way to handle a coaching hire. It literally is the dumbest way to hire a coaching hire.
That's Oregon not hiring Dan Lanning and hiring Justin Wilcox instead because we're scared the next coach might leave.
If you're scared about the coach leaving because he's too good, that means you don't trust your ability to find a good coach.
You need to tell him thank you on his way out the door for elevating our program, and hopefully we can maintain
this. There's a few very good agents that represent coaches that are much more business savvy than a lot of
There's like one. Athlete. What's is it? Jimmy Sexton is the guy.
Oh, he's got them all, dude. Yeah. He's got them all.
He gets all these guys to fire their agents and join his his group of coaches. It's unbelievable.
He's going to make a lot of people money in the next couple of months. I thought that was pretty funny for Wisconsin fan. I'd be livid. We don't need to react to this one. I just wanted to play it. So Pate talked about Auburn's going on the road to Arkansas this weekend, and it is supposed to be just horrendous weather. Like, just a monsoon, gusty winds. Taylen Green's having a really good year. Like, that's absolutely a losable game for Auburn. And if he loses, Hugh Freeze, he's probably going to lose the game. There's been a lot of ADs this week who have come out and support. We got this at Florida State. They came out and supported Novrell. I mentioned Wisconsin. Their AD came out and said, you know what, we're behind Luke Fickell. They have not done that at Auburn. Hugh Freeze has had to set his press conference. Hey, do you need that, Hugh?
Hugh, I guess today you've had some programs like Florida State and Wisconsin where their ADs have come out and talked about supporting their current head coaches. I guess, first of all, have you talked to John Cohen since Saturday night about the state of the program, what he thinks? And then I guess second question would be, what would a statement of support mean or not mean? Like, do you need that at all?
Well, that would be huge. You know, that would make everyone feel a lot better for sure. I haven't talked to John. I'm going to say John has been so supportive ever since, obviously, my hire. And, you know, but I don't get too much into, you know, they have a job to do, and certainly he has people he has to answer to. And I know how close we are. I know I can get this fixed, and we're too dang close. And we've got to get a little bit better play and a little bit better coaching at a few spots. And I want a chance to fix this.
That would mean a lot.
Didn't you not want... You used to not want the vote of confidence from the AD, right? Yeah. Wasn't that always like the famous
kiss of death?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You come out publicly, and then Scott Barnes famously, hey, well, Trent Bray's our guy. Our journey to be
the right guy to lead
begins
us
begins in earnest now.
Two weeks later, you're fired. Right. We all think Norvell's going to get fired. Why is that an example?
I know. Isn't that funny?
I wouldn't be shocked, honestly, despite Alvarez. I won't be shocked if Oregon absolutely drubs them in a pissing, you know, rain game.
Season tickets are going to crater. Fans aren't going to support the program. Dude. Nobody's donating money, and you got a chance to finish 2-10. You were not keeping Luke Fickell.
I would argue the Oregon-Oklahoma State game basically got the boosters to start organizing the buyout, and then they let him coach. What did they coach after? The Tulsa or something?
Yeah, he lost at home to Tulsa the next week, and that was it.
Like, I think that got the gears going. I think the gears already going at Wisconsin for their famous big boosters. If Oregon wins like 45-3, what channel is that game on? Is that the big
FS1? FS1 tomorrow at 4.
Accessible channel, 45-3, like you're dead last in the conference.
If they don't score a point, that'd be three straight weeks without scoring a point.
That has to be Taj Lapoy's entire motivation.
That
right?
is play to the standard is not allowing a single point. That is the standard tomorrow. I don't care how many the offense scores, they're scoring zero.
Oh, but
Hugh Freeze, please, man.
But why does he want
please?
It? I'd back.
Just go beat Arkansas this weekend. Maybe you keep your job, maybe not. But if you lose that game, Hugh Freeze, happy Black Monday to you. Let's get to a couple of notes out of the NFL, including you can't admit this. Damn it, that's next. All right, welcome back in. Big Pack Picks coming up right around the corner. Hope your Friday mornings are going great, everybody. We will spring the line coming up at 9:30, so get your fake sponsors in. 503-864-6326. Got to jam a lot into this show.
Hey, bro.
Hey.
Welcome to Casa de Wood.
Because we only talked about one thing yesterday, and that was Chauncey Billups getting arrested by the FBI. P1 Harley bringing up a great point on the YouTube chat of somebody needs to go over to the Spirit Halloween store and find an FBI agent costume and wear it to the game tonight. And that is one of the funniest ideas
I've
ever heard.
I want to see who dresses up as a face card.
I mean, you got to make a...
Can they kick you out if you dress up as a face card?
Yeah.
If you
have a cardboard box...
I'm just... What, it's a card. What do you want from
and
me?
And your face is in front.
What are you talking about?
It says Mr. Face Card.
Halloween's next week. I'm just getting my costume out of the way early. What do you want? I'm just...
Can I ask
dressed
you
up for Halloween? You can't throw me out.
Awkward question. If he ends up becoming innocent and the FBI is a bunch of idiots... Does he lean in a Halloween costume and dress up as Mr. Face Card?
Did you see what Gilbert Arenas did yesterday?
Well, that dude's crazy.
That's different.
Did you see what he did, though?
No.
He showed up to his show with a brown paper bag lunch, and on the brown paper bag it said, "The Informant's Lunch."
Yeah, he's openly admitting he'd snitch on you to get out of his situation.
So a guy who was found innocent is now that is not Chauncey Billups. They are very different people. But somebody who was tied up into some of this stuff and then got off is now leaning into it.
So if you've been listening to the show for a long time, you know that I think fondly of my time as a powerhouse PIL quarterback back in the day. You
Absolutely.
Know, people don't forget. I was a bit of a legend. I peaked in high school, and I've been going downhill ever since.
Class of 95.
Class of 95. As a fellow small quarterback, I would acknowledge to you there's one thing that you never openly admit to anybody, and that is, I'll give you the dirty little secret right now, you can't see the entire field. Now, everybody knows it about you. You just can't say it out loud, you know?
Well, that's why you were a run-first quarterback.
It's like saying Candyman. You don't say Candyman. You don't say I can't see the middle of the field as a small quarterback.
You just run a lot of bootlegs.
Exactly. And you guess where they are in between a guard and a tackle that you can't see over, and you just hope that the timing is right. It happens from time to time. Every time this guy has opened his mouth, I want to say something dumber than the time before has come out. And if there's a investigation that needs to be done on, you know, some of the hits he's taken, some of the things that have happened, and the statements that are now happening this year, I would love to see a correlation there. Here is Tua on, hey, Jalen Waddle was wide open a lot against the Browns last week. You guys got killed. Why didn't you throw him the football?
Yeah, I think with that, some of it has to do with being able to see guys, with their guys also up front and our guys. And I'm not the tallest guy in the back there either. So being able to see, and then, you know, sometimes when that happens, you don't want to just throw it blindly.
I'd argue watching your play, you look like you are throwing it blindly.
You threw three picks in the game. Yeah. Look like you were blindfolded for half of it.
Tied for an interception lead in the NFL
right
now.
Box right now. Open your eyes to it. You don't admit that you can't see receivers running over the middle of the field.
I thought he had this last week with the Cleveland game. He just openly admitted that, like, he's not preparing for games right. He called out his team and said, leadership's bad here. Guys are no-showing player meetings. Like,
every time. He had a comment about Cam Newton earlier this year saying, I'd love to see Cam Newton play quarterback in the NFL.
Maybe they were all there. He just couldn't see
him. He won an MVP.
I don't know how the Dolphins are still allowing him to do press conferences, and it's probably because he's a starting quarterback here.
Just start Quinn Ewers at this point. What are we doing, Miami?
Now, this has led to a natural follow-up question. Many of the sources on the street have actually said Cleveland won the PIL because of the running game, not the quarterback.
Misremembering history. That's all right. You can rewrite history all you want. It's my history. I know my history.
And I'd like to know, what was your high in a game throwing the football?
Oh, like attempts or yards?
The yards.
Yards? Oh, I don't remember off the top of my head. Something?
You got into the 200s?
You're damn right I got into the 200s. I had 15 TDs and 2 picks on the year.
Well,
how about that touchdown-interception ratio?
We just, what was it?
15 to 2.
We just had a source text
in. 9 games. Calm down over there, Swigart.
We just had a source text in that the yak for the receivers was average 13. So I think the 200-yard game was a little bubble screen that burst.
Look, I will never forget my first Pop Warner game I ever played in as a tiny little quarterback who shouldn't have been playing and just guessing, like, here comes pressure. I threw it over the middle, and a guy caught it, and everybody's like, nice throw. And I was like, what? He caught it? That's how my Pop Warner football career began.
I will say,
you just don't admit it out loud. You
I liked playing quarterback when we did like two and touch, or you got with your friends and played like on a Thanksgiving type situation.
Oh yeah, good turkey ball.
I did legitimately. I think it was seventh grade. I was a starting running back because I was a little smaller, but I was fast. I remember asking to play quarterback because I thought I was capable because I was good when we played, you know, in the backyard. And I had literally a Brucey moment.
Hot. Why can't I play quarterback?
Defensive
line. That's
why
you can't play quarterback.
I threw the ball and it went like right into the ground. And coach was like, yeah, get in the backfield, Sprague.
This ain't going to work out for you. Let me ask you this. On the NFL weekend, we'll have some final thoughts on it in the last hour of the show before we get to our big pack picks. What's the best game for you guys this weekend?
In the NFL?
In the NFL.
She'd tell me the thing to bring.
Go look.
Because when you look up and down it, there's decent games in theory. But then, is it Packers and Steelers? Is Packers and Steelers the best game
Cowboys
of the weekend?
Broncos?
Okay.
Ryan Russillo was right, by the way. The NBA has been far more entertaining than the NFL. But we are two nights in.
Oh, yeah.
That game, by the way, that you speak of.
Yeah.
I
Packers
know he,
and Steelers
he
or Cowboys and Broncos?
He doesn't believe that they're a big deal in any way.
Who?
Rodgers playing the Packers is a massive deal.
That's a huge deal.
Now, here's where they miss the mark. This game's in Pittsburgh, correct?
Yeah, it's not at Lambeau. Yeah. It's in Pittsburgh.
How did you just not audible out of that and make that the Green Bay return game? He's not going
to have knowledge, they made the schedule prior to him joining Pittsburgh.
He's not going to have a return game.
No.
I got Favre in a Viking uniform at Lambeau Field.
It's the NFL. I mean, there's a huge formula in terms of, okay, here's the teams that the divisions that you're matched up with.
The formula that made him play a Tuesday game in COVID. You are an entertainment industry, dude. Change your crap. It's ridiculous.
It would be more entertaining if it was in Lambeau. I will grant you that. But is that the best game of the weekend?
If Jaden Daniels was playing, it'd be Commanders and Chiefs
without
Monday
a doubt.
Night.
But it's Mariota, and it's
the
like,
sneaky game that could be good.
Cowboys Broncos
is the Bills at the Panthers.
Oh,
Cowboys Broncos is interesting.
Oh, I didn't see that coming today.
Because the Broncos have been,
well, the Bills.
I mean,
the Cowboys
play entertaining games. I feel like every weekend.
Yeah, their offense could
be a shootout,
numbers.
And their defense is terrible. And Denver's 5-2, and like,
and Denver, Denver will score 9 points, and then they'll just score 45
and 40 in the fourth quarter and come back. I mean, that has chaos written all over.
I mean,
it.
We play this game. It's seemingly every week.
I mean, the games will all come down to the wire. Yeah. That's the beauty of the NFL.
But I don't know if there's really
Panthers,
one.
Is this Panthers little stop. Resurgence stop. Just stop. A mirage in the no. desert?
Stop.
Stop it.
I'm just saying.
Also, Buffalo on a two-game losing streak.
Yeah, Buffalo's not playing great, so the
coming
Panthers winning.
They're on the road. They're not at home.
That's in Carolina.
The Panthers winning does nothing for me. I will feel like the Panthers are fraudulent even if they win that game.
Also, look ahead spot. Buffalo's got Kansas City next week. Uh-oh.
I don't think that exists.
Throwing it out.
Is that,
look ahead spot.
Is that the trap one game, trap, that trap. Scott Hansen all of a sudden the witching hour goes to and
trap.
Hey, you weren't paying attention, but here we go.
There you go.
A triple trap. Yeah, there's not... I got to be honest, man. If Rodgers Packers does it for you because it's him against the Packers and that's the big deal to him, he said yesterday or the day before he's going to retire a Packer. Like, it's going to end on a good note. Ultimately, he'll sign one-day contract and retire. But if that doesn't do it for you, I actually don't think there is a game you can point to and say...
On paper going in, dude.
With the injuries that we know...
Yeah. Second fiddle is probably Cowboys and Broncos, which isn't a terrible game, but it just kind of it's a unique weekend. And to the point of the NFL, every single game will be a one-score game with multiple lead changes in the fourth quarter and will be glued to the witching hour.
The witching hour, baby.
Like nothing else
in
the 10 a.m.
window. You
have
six teams on a bye this week.
You're so starting to get those wonky schedules or those big gaps.
Are you, we get into the NBA next? What are you doing next?
No, we're going to do our big pack picks next.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a football Friday. Easy.
Two double overtime games for the Thunder, 90 points for SGA.
Yeah. How many games they got left?
They got 80.
Okay, hey, just checking.
Wimby was pretty good.
That was a heavyweight fight.
Checking in.
State last
How about
night.
The Pacers' effort?
Oh, Jesus. All right, Big Pack Picks next on the Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, welcome back in. We'll get to Upset Watch in college football. Some NFL notes. Breaking the Line coming up at 9:30. Get your fake sponsors in.
It really, I'm like really looking at this during the break, and I like my team's playing the Texans, and I understand why nobody would want to watch that field goal fest.
Texans have not been entertaining to watch all season.
The Saints are not good, but the Bucs, like, you can go through every game and give your, this is a pretty terrible slate.
On paper, it looks awful.
Even if the games end up being close, that doesn't make them good.
Well, can they be entertaining though? Like, I'm not, low scoring games, I'm with you. If it's ugly,
dramatic.
Texans and Niners has a chance to be a close, ugly game. I grant you that. But some of them could be high scoring and entertaining.
Yeah, but if the Bills lose, you're still not buying the Panthers.
No.
And you'll just assume the Bills will figure it out.
I mean, I get to this point every year in the NFL where it's like, I feel like I kind of know who teams are. And even if they have up weeks or down weeks, like, I'm not going to overreact to it too much.
We're getting close to the point where they kind of are what they are, minus the injury stuff,
but the
right?
The Panthers would be 5-3
if they win the game.
We're halfway
I know.
Through the season.
It's wild.
It would be funny if the Falcons lost, too.
It would. Absolutely, it would.
Because the Dolphins beating the Falcons would be a good upset, but also, like, the Falcons would be 3-4.
Well,
and
we saw the Panthers absolutely trash the Falcons earlier.
Dominated 30-0. The NFL, none of it makes sense. All right, let's get to our Big Pat picks. Usually do it on Thursday. For those who are not a part normally of our Thursday show and they don't hear this segment, we just picked the four Northwest schools and their games against the spread. Now, there's no Oregon State game this weekend. They have a bye, so only three games to pick from. Here's how we did last week. These were not. Did you do Big Pack picks last Thursday?
No, I will.
No, it was Casey.
No, Casey was in here.
Casey did.
Okay. Casey won the weekend. He went undefeated.
Nice.
Michigan, Oregon, Washington State, Oregon State, all covered the spread. Sprager, you had a 2-2 weekend. You took the Huskies to cover against Michigan. Did not happen. You did take Oregon. You did take Washington State, and then you took Lafayette. Yeah, hater. I missed on the game my team played in. I took Rutgers to cover 17.5. Oopsies. And one of the other ones, Michigan, Washington State, Oregon State.
Yeah, who looks worse there, you or me, going against our schools?
Yeah, neither one good. We doubted our programs. We shouldn't have done it. Season record, Sprager still in first place, 16-10. I am at 14-12, and the producer chair is at 10-16. So a 4-0 weekend was exactly what that chair needed to get back to 10-16.
How about that?
Here's we go. We'll go quickly on this one. Two of the games, probably not a lot of interest in it. First up will be, let me go in chronological order here, tomorrow at 12:30.
Yep.
Biggest game of the bunch, probably.
Huskies
are at home against Illinois. Your line right now, by the way, it's a Big Ten Network game, not even a normal.
Jake Butt game.
It's a Jake Butt game. The line right now, Washington -4 at home against Illinois.
I will take the Huskies in a bounce-back spot here. I took them last week, and that was a total idiotic move. Big neuter games are tough. Michigan's defense showed up, showed out.
They're also not very good on the road or haven't been underfished.
I just don't think that offense is going to get shut down the way Michigan shut that offense down. I'll take over a field goal here. I also don't think the world of Illinois. I'll take Washington -4.
Okay.
Yeah, the Huskies offense is a dynamic and against not such a formidable force in what Illinois has got. I'll take the Huskies at home -4.
My biggest concern, I'm going to take Washington too. My biggest concern is they're still dealing with injuries up front on their offensive line and they're not sure if two of their guys are going to be able to play or not. And they just have not been able to effectively run the ball with Jonah Coleman in a long time, which is weird. After the start, that he hasn't had a 100-yard game since UC Davis. I think I read since that game he's only had one carry of 10 yards or longer, and I think it was against Rutgers. So they just can't run the ball right now. I'm going to take them because they're at home and they're a different team at home, and I'm with you. I don't put a lot of stock in Illinois. I don't think they're very good this year.
DeMond had a really bad game
last week.
I expect a bounce back.
I do too. But the only thing that concerns me is the offensive line. I'll take the Huskies -4. Are we all taking Oregon?
Yes.
What's the line?
Right now on ALNA, it's 32.
I mean, if they did what they did to Rutgers on the road,
the only thing
is how bad the weather could be.
That's the only question I have about a 32-point spread.
So is it 30-0 you're talking about then?
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
45.
You just run the ball 80 straight times and you don't want to throw it.
I mean, it's really if they can't hold on, if it's so sloppy that you can't hold on to the football and they give them some short fields.
It never rains in Austin, though.
Other than that.
Never does.
No. Name your score.
All right. Three out of three. We'll take Oregon. Last but not least, this game, let me check the channel, is a C-Dub game this weekend. And one of those, like, hey, what's up with that line? Washington State is hosting Toledo. They're coming to town.
The Mighty Rockets.
The Mighty Rockets
some
of Holy Toledo.
Coming
what's
to
in
Pullman.
Their speedo?
The Cougs are 1.5 underdog at home to Toledo.
who's 4-3, by the way.
4-3 Toledo.
Their wins are against Western Kentucky, Morgan State, Akron, and Kent State.
Did you say Morgan State?
That was a Morgan, Morgan State.
Morgan.
The Bears.
Can anybody explain this?
They were within a touchdown of Kentucky.
Seems like a trap.
They lost by a point to Western Michigan.
Which makes me want to take Toledo. I mean, I think the theory would be Washington State has played back-to-back really tough road games against ranked teams. Now you're coming home, you're playing Toledo. A program like Toledo will get up for this game because it's a chance to have a win over a Power 4-ish team in Washington State. Name recognition, like I think that would be the theory in Vegas.
I'll fall into the trap here, I think.
Home dog.
I think I'm falling into the trap.
Jimmy Rogers.
They're playing good football right now.
This is not good.
You're taking Toledo?
No, we're all taking the three same.
I mean, look.
If no Toledo, dissenting opinions this weekend. Is that good or bad for us? We'll find out.
Who's first place?
You were in first place currently.
I think you two should feel good about tailing me.
Yeah, and you should also feel good because if you are wrong, we can't make up any ground on you because we picked the same games. So even if you go 0-3, we'll all go 0-3. You'll still be in the lead.
That does make you feel good.
There you go. Big Pack picks every usually Thursday, but this week on Friday because, you know, Chauncey got arrested by the FBI.
If we would have got out of the stadium after Ole Miss escaped Wazoo with their lives, and got like a group of frat Ole Miss bros together and said, that team you guys just won by a field goal is going to be a 1-point dog to Toledo in 2 weeks.
At home.
They would have called you so many things at that point.
No
That's
chance.
A crazy weird line.
Crazy weird line. I want to talk a little bit more about one of those games, get to a little bit of an upset watch. Are we in store for more chaos? Last week it was Miami and others in the top 10. Are there more that could be going down this weekend? We'll start the final hour there next. Don't go anywhere. Dirt and Sprague, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click. All complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.